Close to half the states in this country have either approved or are now considering a small change in the law that means a lot to some parents. The change would allow parents to receive a birth certificate for a child who is stillborn. Before that change, there was often no record that the infants were ever born at all. 10 states have approved this plan. 13 more are considering it, including the state of New Jersey, where the sponsors include State Senator Thomas Kean Jr., who's taken our phone call today. Good afternoon, Senator.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing fine. And you must get this all the time, but I just want to clear up a little confusion and mention that your father, by the same name, was a well-known governor in New Jersey.
Yes, in the 80s, yes.
And so tell me why you got involved with this particular issue.
I first became aware of this when a woman that I went to high school with, that I hadn't seen in years, realized that I was in the state assembly, and she'd experienced a stillbirth. And she came to me and said, "This is important to me. Right now, in New Jersey, there's only a certificate of fetal death." And she was telling me about her own experience and how important this would be for her, for not only for closure, but also to for parents who are struggling with the pain of the stillbirth to give validation to the experience of the birth as well as the loss. And the most important aspect about this bill is that it's retroactive. So that if, for example, a parent experienced 15 years ago a birth resulting in stillbirth, that they could then avail themselves of the state to get this certificate that would help them with both validation as well as closure.
Your high school friend could get a certificate.
Yes.
Have you talked to parents in other states who've taken advantage of this?
Yes, I have. Yes, I've had. There's a very broad organization that has been set up really in many, many states to try to push bills like this. I had actually introduced the bill, and then they contacted me after they found out that I had introduced it. And they say it's been of tremendous value to them.
I gather that in some of the states where this has been challenged, though, there are abortion rights activists mm-hmm. who are concerned that passing this bill might somehow affect the definition of life and
right.
ultimately give a little more legal standing to the argument against abortion.
Right. Well, that's not my purpose in any way, shape, or form. What my purpose is to help with those parents and help with the closure process.
20 weeks of gestation, that's
yes.
4.5 to 5 months.
Yes.
Pregnant?
Yes.
You could get an abortion after 4.5 to 5 months?
Yes.
I could very easily see someone arguing, why would you allow an abortion of this baby who must have been alive because there's a certificate here that it was born and now there's a death certificate saying it's dead?
Mm-hmm.
I could see somebody making that argument someday.
I can see many people making that argument. And I can see many people making the argument on a variety of other facets around the life debate. That's not what this certificate does. This certificate simply changes the form so that the parents have the option of putting in a name if they want.
Just for the record, can you state your position on abortion, Senator?
I'm pro-choice.
All the way?
No. I believe in parental notification. I also am opposed to the process of partial birth abortions.
What have abortion rights activists been telling you in your state about this bill?
Not many have called me, but the main goal that we're looking at is simply changing a piece of paper that would have immeasurable benefit on hundreds of New Jerseyans' lives.
State Senator Thomas Kean Jr. is the sponsor of a measure in the New Jersey State Legislature that would allow mothers to claim a birth certificate for babies that are stillborn. We heard about this measure thanks to our friends at the newspaper The Record in northern New Jersey. Senator, thanks very much.
Thank you.